This is JIS News. Coming up, IMF approves disbursement of funds to Jamaica, Urban Development Corporation to manage downtown Kingston Transport Center, and Education Ministry launches mathematics training project for parents. The news in detail after this message.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SagiCorps, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Now the news. The Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has approved the disbursement of $39.7 million to Jamaica under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement. A press release from the IMF issued Wednesday outlined that the approval followed the completion of the ninth review of Jamaica's performance under the agreement. Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chair Min Ju commended the government for its commitment to the extended fund facility, noting that program performance is on track and structural reforms have progressed broadly on schedule. He also pointed out that macroeconomic fundamentals continue to strengthen, inflation is at a historical low, and the current account is improving, aided by declining oil prices. Mr. Zhu says the country's improved credit ratings are indicative of improved investor confidence in Jamaica's reform program. The deputy managing director is encouraging the government to move forward with the public sector reforms to improve the efficiency of government services. He says it is also important to continue strengthening fiscal revenue by reforming customs and tax administration and broadening the tax base. An implementation plan is being developed to support the National Infant and Young Child Feeding Policy. The policy was tabled as a green paper in Parliament in July 2014. It is being reviewed by senior directors in the Ministry of Health for submissions to Cabinet for approval as a white paper. Director of Nutrition Services at the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Edwards, says the policy is seeking to increase maternity leave for mothers to allow them to carry out exclusive breastfeeding for young children.
We are asking at a minimum that we consider even moving it to at least 3 months with pay, so that at least mothers get to spend some more time with baby to ensure that that 6 months is closer to achievement.
Ms. Edwards was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. The Ministry of Health is using National Breastfeeding Week to emphasize the importance of breastfeeding to the development of children. Breastfeeding Week is being observed September 20 to 26 under the theme, Breastfeeding and Work, Let's Make It Work. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has signed a 5-year lease agreement with the Transport Authority for the management of the Downtown Kingston Transport Center on Water Lane. The center, constructed by the UDC and opened in 2011, is part of the vision of a new metropolis with an orderly transportation system. It serves primarily as the termination point for rural stage operators plying routes from St. Mary, St. Thomas, Portland, and Linstead in St. Catherine. The transport center consists of 48 bus bays with a capacity to accommodate some 273 buses daily on schedule. At the end of the lease, there is an option to renew it for another 5 years. Lease agreements were also signed for the Ideal Warehouse and Victoria Pier, both located in downtown Kingston. And the Ministry of Education has launched a pilot project to determine how mathematics training for parents can improve the performance of students in grades 1 and 2. The 2-year pilot will be administered in Maypen and surrounding communities in Clarendon and will impact some 1,600 households. Training for parents will be carried out through partnership with researchers from the Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the initiative, being undertaken with support from the Inter-American Development Bank and the Embassy of Japan, aims to ramp up teaching and learning outcomes in mathematics.
We welcome, therefore, the project. Parents are a critical group whose buy-in is essential to the attitudes children adopt towards the learning of mathematics. We believe that if parents lose their phobia and ignorance of mathematics, they are likely to encourage their children to do the subject and assist them in doing their homework.
Reverend Thwaites was addressing Wednesday's launch of the project. The project is to determine what mode of engagement works best for the mentoring of parents towards improvement in the teaching and learning of mathematics for students. That was the JIS News. I am Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.